This module has been developed by the Michigan State University's Center for International Business Education and Research. The following content for this module was taken from the book A Basic Guide to Exporting, a product of the U.S. Commercial Service. This module was created in cooperation with the U.S. Commercial Service and the Michigan State University's Center for International Business Education and Research. To view the full text version of each slide, click the Slide Notes tab in the upper left-hand corner below the MSU Cyber logo. You may pause the presentation at any time by pressing the pause button below the slide. The glossary for this module is accessible via the Glossary tab at the top right corner. Upon completion of this module, you should have a better understanding of the plethora of matchmaking services provided by the U.S. Commercial Service to help you find qualified buyers in foreign markets. Featured U.S. Exporters, or FUSE for short, is a directory of U.S. products presented on local U.S. Commercial Service websites. It gives your company an opportunity to target markets in specific countries in the local language of business. This service is offered free of charge to qualified U.S. exporters seeking trade leads or representation in certain markets. To find out if your company qualifies and to request a free listing, visit the website below. Through a network of counselors, attachés, trade officers, commodity analysts, and marketing specialists, the Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agricultural Service can help arrange contacts overseas and provide marketing assistance for companies that export agricultural commodities. Extensive information on the FAS is also available on the internet. You can visit the Department of Agriculture's FAS website below. The Gold Key Matching Service is a customized buyer-finding solution offered by the U.S. Commercial Service in key export markets around the world. In addition to orientation briefings, market research, appointments with potential partners, and interpreter services for meetings, the service offers assistance in closing the deal, shipping the goods, and getting paid. To request a Gold Key Matching Service, contact your local U.S. Commercial Service office. An International Company Profile, or ICP for short, is a background report on a specific foreign firm that is prepared by commercial officers of the United States Commercial Service at American embassies and consulates. These reports include the following: information on the firm, year established, relative size, number of employees, general reputation, territory covered, language capabilities, product lines handled, principal owners, financial references, and trade references. Each ICP also contains a general narrative report by the U.S. Commercial Service officer who conducted the investigation concerning the reliability of the foreign firm. The ICP service is offered in countries that lack adequate private sector providers of credit and background information on local companies. Credit reports on foreign companies are available from many private sector sources, including Dun & Bradstreet and Graydon International. For help in identifying private sector sources of credit reports, contact your nearest U.S. Commercial Service office. With the U.S. Commercial Service's International Partner Search, teams of experts in more than 75 countries work to find you the most suitable strategic partners. You provide your marketing materials and background on your company. The U.S. Commercial Service uses its strong network of international contacts to interview potential partners and to provide you with a list of up to 5 pre-screened companies. By working only with pre-screened companies that are interested in buying or selling your products and services, you save valuable time and money. The International Partner Search allows you to obtain high-quality market information in 15 days. The search yields information on each potential partner's size, sales, years in business, and number of employees, as well as a statement from each potential partner on the marketability of your product or service. You will also receive complete contact information on key individuals among the potential partners who are interested in your company. To obtain more information or to order an international partner search, contact your local U.S. Commercial Service office. A large and varied assortment of magazines covering international markets is available to you through U.S. publishers. They range from specialized international magazines relating to individual industries, such as construction, beverages, and textiles, to worldwide industrial magazines covering many industries. Many consumer publications produced by US-based publishers are also available. Several are produced in national language editions, and some offer regional buys for specific export markets of the world. In addition, several business directories published in the United States list foreign representatives geographically or by industry specialization. Publishers frequently supply potential exporters with helpful market information, make specific recommendations for selling in the markets they cover, help advertisers locate sales representation, and render other services to aid international advertisers. Many of these magazines and directories are available at libraries, export assistance centers, or the U.S. Department of Commerce's reference room in Washington, D.C. State Departments of Commerce, trade associations, business libraries, and major universities may also provide such publications. Most states can provide an array of services to exporters. Many states maintain international offices in major markets. The most common locations are in Western Europe and Japan. Working closely with the commercial sections of U.S. embassies in those countries, state foreign offices can assist exporters in making contacts in foreign markets, providing such services as the following: specific trade leads with foreign buyers, assistance for trade missions, such as itinerary planning, appointment scheduling, travel and accommodations, promotional activities for goods or services, including representing the state at trade shows, and help in qualifying potential buyers, agents, or distributors. In addition, some international offices of state development organizations help set up and promote foreign buyer missions to the United States, which can be effective avenues of exporting with little effort. Attracting foreign investment and developing tourism are also very important activities of state foreign offices. More and more cities and counties are providing these same services. The short answer: anyone who can afford your product or service and buys it regularly. Ideal varies according to export plan and e-commerce goals. But regardless of your approach, treat all buyers as if they mean the world to you. Picture the best customer service experience you ever had and deliver something better or similar. In this section, you will learn about insights for sustainable exporting, characteristics of international buyers, and strategies for maintaining productive relationships with global importers. One of the biggest complaints we hear from buyers is that U.S. suppliers drop international customers when domestic business improves. A weak dollar means goods produced in the U.S. are cheaper for consumers with stronger currencies. A stronger dollar makes U.S. products more expensive, lowering demand if the product isn't considered essential. For example, in early 2015, European customers were paying almost a third more for U.S.-made products. Maybe the products are genuinely worth the price premium, and buyers will eat the difference or pass on the cost of suddenly more expensive import to their customers. But in most cases, such a big price increase will cause you to lose sales. What should you do? Turn away from the international market? No. Exchange rate fluctuations are a fact of life, and the most short-sighted thing you can do is abandon international customers. When you need them in the future, when domestic sales are slow and currencies have rebalanced, they'll remember when you stopped answering their messages. Regardless of changes in currency, it probably costs you about the same amount to sell a unit of your product. Show your international buyers you value them as customers. Maybe you can trim from your margin so they can afford your product, and in return, they'll reward your flexibility with their loyalty. Or, if some of your costs involve imported components, a stronger dollar may make the components cheaper, enabling you to pass savings on to buyers in third countries. Find ways to make your supply chain more efficient. If fuel prices drop, shipping costs should reduce. And if you and your buyer both save money on shipping, you'll both be happy. Consider offering longer payment terms. Price shock may be cushioned if the buyer has more time to pay. Call your regional Ex-Im bank office for support with payment terms, as well as protection against foreign currency losses if you accept payment in foreign currencies. Help your customer lock in lower exchange rates and order larger quantities so that they won't need to replenish inventory when your product becomes more expensive to them. If you treat all your business relationships equally and please all your customers, Your domestic and international business together will help keep your profits stable. But whatever you do, don't sit back and wait for market changes. Take steps now to keep the customers you have, even while looking for new ones who can afford your costlier products. Because while you're thinking about pulling back, foreign competitors are getting ready to expand. Some products, because of their nature, are difficult to sell unless the potential buyer has an opportunity to examine them in person. Sales letters and brochures can be helpful, but an actual presentation of products in the export market may prove more beneficial. One way for your company to actually present its products to an overseas market is by participating in trade events such as trade shows, fairs, trade missions, matchmaker delegations, and catalog exhibitions. Trade fairs are shop windows where thousands of firms from many countries display their goods and services. They serve as a marketplace where buyers and sellers can meet with mutual convenience. Some fairs, especially in Europe, have a history that goes back centuries. Also, it is often easier for buyers from certain regions of the world to gather in Europe than the United States. Attending trade fairs involves a great deal of planning. The potential exhibitor must take into account the following logistic considerations: choosing the proper fair out of the hundreds that are held every year, obtaining space at the fair, along with designing and constructing the exhibit, shipping products to the show, along with unpacking and setting up, providing proper hospitality, such as refreshments, along with maintaining the exhibit, being able to separate serious business prospects from browsers, breaking down, packing, and shipping the exhibit home at the conclusion of the fair. A trade magazine or association can often provide information on major shows. Whether privately run or government-sponsored, many trade shows have a U.S. pavilion dedicated to participating U.S. businesses. For additional guidance, contact your local U.S. Commercial Service office or, for a complete list of trade events that you can search by country, state, industry, or date, visit the website below. Examples of annual trade shows are MedTrade, which is geared toward the healthcare services sector, and the Automotive Aftermarket Industry Week, which is attended by companies in various parts of the automotive industry. The U.S. Department of Commerce's International Buyer Program, or IBP for short, supports major domestic trade shows featuring U.S. products and services with high export potential. Trade specialists located in markets around the world recruit prospective foreign buyers to attend selected trade shows. These shows are extensively publicized in targeted markets through embassy and regional commercial newsletters, catalog magazines, foreign trade associations, chambers of commerce, travel agents, government agencies, corporations, import agents, and equipment distributors. As a U.S. exhibitor at an IBP event, you will receive many valuable free benefits, including the following: opportunities to meet with prospective foreign buyers, representatives, and distributors from all over the world who have been recruited by U.S. commercial service specialists in more than 150 cities overseas, worldwide promotion of your products and services through the Export Interest Directory, which is published by the show organizers and distributed to all international visitors attending the show, access to hundreds of current international trade leads in your industry, hands-on export counseling, marketing analysis, and matchmaking services by country and industry experts from the U.S. Commercial Service, use of an on-site international business center where your company can meet privately with prospective international buyers, sales representatives, and business partners, and can obtain assistance from experienced U.S. Commercial Service staff members. Each year, ITA selects and promotes approximately 30 trade shows representing leading industrial sectors, including information technology, environmental products and services, medical equipment and supplies, food processing and services, packaging, building and construction products, sporting goods, and consumer products. The U.S. Department of Commerce's Trade Fair Certification Program is a cooperative partnership arrangement between private sector show organizers and the U.S. government to increase U.S. exports and to expand U.S. participation in overseas trade shows. Through the U.S. Commercial Service, The program provides Department of Commerce endorsement, show-related services, oversight and coordination of event services, promotional support, exhibitor marketing facilitation, and in-country/show site assistance for private sector organizers to recruit and build a U.S. pavilion at selected foreign trade shows. These shows serve as vital access vehicles for U.S. companies wishing to enter and expand their presence in foreign markets. The Certified Show, or U.S. Pavilion, ensures a high-quality, multifaceted opportunity for American companies to successfully market overseas. Benefits include one-on-one counseling for U.S. exhibitors, covering such topics as market overview, opportunities, challenges, and entry strategies, how to locate and use an agent or distributor, direct sales and distribution channels, joint ventures and licensing, selling to a foreign government, selling factors and techniques, promotion, advertising, and marketing, protection of intellectual property rights, pricing strategies, sales service and customer support, due diligence, international customer profile, business and cultural nuances and practices, and technical standards and documentation. Each year, the U.S. Department of Commerce certifies more than 100 events in more than 23 countries in a variety of industry sectors, including aerospace and defense, automotive, agribusiness, construction and design, cosmetics, energy, environmental products and services, information, computers, and telecommunications, marine technology, medical and dental equipment, safety and security, and travel and tourism. The U.S. Department of Commerce organizes or supports numerous trade missions each year. The missions involve travel to foreign countries by U.S. companies and U.S. Department of Commerce employees, sometimes led by a senior official such as the secretary or undersecretary. Participants meet face-to-face with pre-screened international business people in the market they travel to. Trade missions save U.S. companies time and money by allowing them to maximize contact with qualified distributors, sales representatives, or partners. U.S. commercial service missions are industry-specific and target 2 or 4 countries per trip. U.S. commercial service specialists abroad will pre-screen contacts, arrange business appointments, and coordinate logistics in advance. This preparatory effort is followed up by a one-week trip by representatives of the U.S. company to personally meet with the new prospects. The buzz generated by missions can help build brands and enhance credibility in the country market. A special thanks to the U.S. Commercial Service for the content of this module. This slide will take you to current news headlines on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You can advance through the remainder of the slides by clicking the play button. Global Edge offers a number of resources on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You can advance through the remainder of the module by clicking the play button.